Hello and welcome to episode 239 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue our look at the Songhai by meeting Askia the Great. Yesterday we talked about Timbuktu, one of the primary cities of the Songhai Empire. The capital of the kingdom, though, was located at the city of Gao, farther to the east. It was from Gao that Askia Muhammad ruled over the Songhai, and under his rule transformed it from mere empire to the center of Lower West Africa. He took power in 1493. Eschewing his predecessor's fascination with ancestral religion, he decided to try and unite his people around Islam. That and the fact that the money poured into the Songhai's coffers thanks to the gold mining in the south and the salt mining in the north and the hundreds upon hundreds of traders pouring into Gao and Timbuktu every year certainly won the people over. Askia was really not a great general. Despite his myriad military conquests, his true power lay in his ideas. He put into place formal government trappings, things like a police force that sent patrols along trade routes to make sure things were safe in the Sahara. And to pay for it, of course, he instituted taxes. He catered to the intellectuals of the age and fostered a culture of scholarship. He also put in place a more codified system of laws based on Islamic principles, or Sharia law. Now, this is not necessarily the extremist Sharia law you see in the news today. Sharia law is based on the Quran and the Sunnah, or Muhammad's example, the Prophet Muhammad. It's kind of the Muslim version of WWJD, what would Jesus do? The way Sharia law worked under Askia was that he, as king, really had little power to make laws. Since Sharia law came from holy texts, then scholars and philosophers were the ones who got to make and interpret the laws. After all, they spent their whole life studying the Quran and looking for divine inspiration. Askia even went out of his way to help the less fortunate. All of this made him pretty popular with the people. So much so that, legend has it, people came to his rescue. One of his political rivals, Muhammad Bankuri, raised an army to overthrow Askia. He started the march towards Gao, but was stopped in Timbuktu. A local ruler managed to convince Bankuri not to continue with his warrior's quest, but to instead give his life over to meditation and study of Islam. And so the little insurrection ended pretty peacefully. Askia ruled for a healthy 35 years, compared to the handful of years that many other African kings enjoyed. By the time he was eventually deposed by his son, the empire reached all the way from the Sahara in the east to the Atlantic Ocean in the west. Today, the tomb of Askia stands in the modern city of Gao, a remarkable mud structure over 500 years old. So important is the structure to the local people that every 2 years, for over half a millennia, villagers have come and added new mud to the side of the tomb to keep it standing. And so important is the tomb and Askia's legacy to world history that the United Nations designated it a World Heritage Center in 2003. You may have heard that the middle finger has its origins amongst the ranks of British longbowmen, who would use the finger as a taunting gesture against the French, since the middle finger was what the bowmen used to draw their deadly weapon. Thing is, that story is total twistery. Join us next week for the return of Twistery Week, where we look at the true stories behind many popular historical legends. Along the way, we'll visit England, the White House, and even ancient Rome. It's Twistery Week 2, Electric Boogaloo, starting Monday on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 239 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic, including, today, a pretty neat video and pictures by the United Nations of Askia's tomb in Gao. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Songhai Week by looking at how salt toppled an empire.